At the Board of Regents meeting this afternoon, Regent David Walsh questioned what would happen to employee benefits, workmen's compensation coverage, and building management if the system became a public authority.
Until all these questions are answered, we shouldn't be supporting a statutory authority. Of course we'd like the flexibilities, but not at this cost, and not until we determine what all those items, sovereign immunity, indemnity, municipal services, what it costs us.
Other regents expressed concerns about rushing the decision through the budget process and questioned how the legislature could still control tuition under the proposed model. UW System President Ray Cross and Board President Michael Falbo have voiced their support of a public authority. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. Under the governor's proposed budget, shared governance and tenure would be stricken from state law. If the legislature approves the plan, the rules could change July of 2016. At yesterday's meeting, the Board of Regents passed a resolution saying they would adopt the policies if changes were made to Chapter 36. President Michael Falbo says this would ensure the rules remain in place.
Shared governance is an essential part of the way we function as a university. It is the process of engaging faculty and staff in significant decisions about the operation of their institutions. And it is particularly vital at a time like the present.
Falbo says tenure helps protect academic freedom. The UW system is creating two task forces focusing on shared governance and tenure. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.